WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says in some songs, the message the performers are trying to get across is more important than the music. And he has a review of two new albums that illustrate his point. The King and I, from the San Francisco-based veteran musical performance artists known as The Residents, and Third World Warrior from Kris Kristofferson and his band, The Border Lords.
You can't defeat him, he's fighting for freedom. That's all he wanted, that's all he needs. You'll never beat him with weapons and money. There ain't no chain as strong as the will to be free.
Kris Kristofferson's new album, Third World Warrior, is the singer-songwriter's brave, probably doomed attempt to set his progressive political beliefs to music. This collection of songs combines manifesto-like lyrics with his flat monotone of a voice. The result is a series of intense pronouncements. They could have been self-righteous and insufferable, but for the most part, Kristofferson pulls it off. He's made a very odd, very uncommercial, but very compelling album.
Running for the border and her life, like the wind, straight into the terror of the night. She survived, bargaining her body for their gold. Sell 'em was her soul. So we go. Love of money is the root of all evil. Love of money is the root of all evil. Love of money is the work of the devil. Love of money.
Like Jackson Browne, Kris Kristofferson has decided to turn his back on popular success at a point in his career when he needs it most. His records don't sell well and his movie career seems stalled, yet instead of caving in and trying to write another Me and Bobby McGee or Help Me Make It Through the Night, Kristofferson has opted to write about what he's really concerned about just now, which is the politics of Latin America and the mistakes he believes the U.S. is making there. His songs are repetitive scolds, but there's also something undeniably interesting, even heroic, about them.
Anybody see them? I heard there was a baby. Somebody heard her cry, weaker through the night. They beat her mama bloody, shot her with her daddy. Was the terror from above. Águila del Norte, Águila del Norte, down in Nicaragua, running from the shadows, striking holy terror deeper in the heart. You believe in freedom. Believe in justice. Not in Nicaragua. Not in Nicaragua.
It may seem peculiar to contrast Kris Kristofferson, widely known at the very least as a movie star, with The Residents, barely known at most as a hip cult act. Yet The Residents' new release, The King and I, is as relentlessly messagey as Third World Warrior. The King and I is The Residents' effort to comment specifically on the enduring celebrity of Elvis Presley and more generally on the pointlessness of celebrity itself.
Well, there's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go get go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Man, you knocked me down. Step on my face. Slander my name all over the place. I do anything that you want to do. But oh, honey, lay off of them shoes. Burn my house. Steal my car. Drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you want to do. But oh, honey, lay off of them shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Over the course of The King and I, the residents offer a series of Elvis Presley hits, flattened out, stripped of their original rhythms and spirit, sung in nearly as inexpressive a monotone as Christofferson's. Both acts hammer away at a single idea. Christofferson's is, war is bad. The residents' is, being famous is bad. So why is the residents' work so much less provocative? Perhaps The King and I is just a fluke. Certainly in the past, The Residents, a group which always appears in disguise and never reveals its musicians' names, has made some fine satirical music. This time around, though, their joke is churlish and banal. Wailing away at Elvis for being big and famous, for being the great white whale of rock, is a staggering cliché in 1990. Both Christofferson and The Residents have made what amount to one-note records, but it's Christofferson, whose career is as cold as The Residents is cool, who's made the better one.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the new magazine, Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.